Please be advised, some of this audio contains profanity.
For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And we're back in Texas, in Austin.
At the studios of KUT and KUTX, Austin's public radio station.
And we've been hanging out with a lot of great Latin bands, and today we're chilling with one of my personal favorites, Puerto Rico's AJ Davila. And we're also with AJ Davila and the bassist he collaborates with, Ahmed Albizu. And if you follow our show, if you listen to Alt Latino, you know AJ Davila as the lead singer of an awesome rock band called Davila 666.
And if you're new to the show, let's just say AJ is seriously repping Puerto Rican rock to the fullest. Like on this song, Ya Sé, from his new album, Terror Amor. We're happy to have AJ with us today. He's our special guest DJ, along with his bass player, Ahmed Albizu, for today's show. Guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing today and talking with you guys is you're going to fill us in a little bit, going to guide us through the Puerto Rican rock scene. And of course, talking to us about your own project, Terror Amor. It's a very, very good record. We're very excited to hear about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I think when people think about Puerto Rican music, they don't think about rock music.
No, that's not a, like, we are not popular of that. It's like it's reggaeton, salsa, you know, tropical music. So yeah, rock and roll is like, it's not a thing that people see Puerto Rico.
So when did you guys first hear Puerto Rican rock? Like, what do you remember being like, whoa, here's a Boricua doing rock?
When I was super, I was 16, like, I started going to a punk rock show.
Yeah, so punk rock shows. We were kids.
That was, like, my first, like, I guess, you know, going to, like, a show and seeing, like, a Boricua band, you know, doing, like, their thing.
Yeah, I think, like, Lo Podrido was, like, one of the first bands that I saw when
no
I was...
Podrido.
Lo Podrido. Lo Podrido. Like, I saw, like, I don't know, 92, and it's, like, a lot of death metal. Puerto Rican death metal.
Like, what's a Puerto Rican death metal band?
Tortuga? No, that's more metal. I'm talking like more black metal, death metal. So it's like, at that time in the 90s, there was like a really good music scene on that. And of course, like punk rock shows that we were going when we were kids and got wasted. And
so why do you think that whole scene is not more well known to the outside world? Why do you think that Puerto Rico is just so associated with salsa and reggaeton?
I think like the problem is like bands didn't tour, you know? So that's the main problem, that they didn't get recognized. But like, you know, like when we start with Davila, we start touring and making people know have something. Yeah,
that was something. I was just going to say that when like these people started going out to like the States, I think now like more bands from Puerto Rico are like open to that. Cause, you know.
It's like Ardilla started touring at the Vigilantes, started touring, Reanimadores started touring. Yeah. They just have like this Reanimadores, Ahmed bands, like one of my favorite bands right now coming out, and they have like three shows in
New York.
And it's that. I think right now, like, the doors are more open, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, just people trying to tour Fantasmes, Campo Formio.
Yeah.
Like, they have been touring, too. So.
There is, like, an opening. I mean, I guess it's also, like, reggaeton and salsa are just so massively powerful.
Mainstream.
You know? How do you go up? I mean, is that annoying to you guys? I mean, I'm from Argentina. I get, like, when I'm, like, si soy Argentina, and automatically someone's like, Maradona.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
of course.
Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't get me mad. I think it's, like, I love reggaeton, you know? It's, like. Like we sing reggaeton all the time.
In the dance. You can't escape it.
You can't escape it. So, but it is what it is. You know what I mean. But we are really glad that, you know, people are getting more to know like our music scene in Puerto Rico, and it's a really amazing one. It's really have like a really good variety.
The internet has helped a lot, because back then the shows were like kind of word of mouth. So you know, not a lot of people like would like, you know, go. So people from the other side of that wouldn't go to shows on the metro, but now you got the internet and like all that, so like you just post something and like everybody's informed.
And I think that has hurt our music scene in Puerto Rico. It's like the same music industry media. They don't promote rock and roll at all, nothing. Yeah. So we have done this like with heart, you know,
yeah, it's
like
ourselves.
Just by ourselves, you know, like they don't, they just promote all the pop things that yeah. they go out, like the, I don't know, reggaeton, rock, all that shit, you know.
Yeah.
So
well, that's what we're here to do today.
Yeah.
And you brought in a bunch of songs. Well, let's just start with the first song on your list, the first band on your list.
Oh, it's going to be Reanimadores.
Okay. Yeah.
So this song is called Alejate. It's my favorite one of the records. Amazing.
This is my band. I play like lead and lead vocals in Reanimadores, yeah.
Let's check this out. Talk to you about how a little more about how rock is seen in Puerto Rico. And I think a lot of people in Latin America ask me is about like Puerto Rico's relationship with the U.S. and like how young people live that relationship. You know, we discussed on our show and we've discussed it at shout outs to WRTU in Puerto Rico, shout outs to Puerto Rico Indie, friends of the show. You know, for people who don't know, Puerto Rico is an associated territory to the U.S. I mean, some would say a colony.
It's a U.S. colony.
Yeah, we're a U.S. colony. We're part of you guys.
So I guess, you know, when you go to Latin America, there's always been this feeling of like, there's some people who are like, rock is American. Like, stop trying to push it on us. We're about, like, our stuff. And then there's people who are like, well, rock is rebellion, right? Yeah. How do people see it in Puerto Rico?
I think just exactly like that.
Yes, like that. It's like, there was a time, like, a lot of people, like, try, like, to sing in English, you know? Like, oh, because if you play rock, have to sound good, they have to be in English. But I think on our music scene, that's really great. It's like, we play rock and roll, but we play it with Puerto Rican slang. It's all with Puerto Rican slang, and it represents everything. Like, we sing of what we live daily in Puerto Rico, not what we think is other places, so.
No, we just heard one of your songs, Ahmed. Who would you say are some of your main influences, and who did you listen to get sort of that rock and roll inspiration?
Oh, it's funny. It's like, it's totally like American artists. Like, you know, Chuck Berry, Johnny Thunders, Dead Boys, like basically, you know, punk rock bands, rock and roll bands, American bands, you know. We're like, it's kind of hard to escape, you know, because rock and roll is American music, but yeah. It's about like, with that, like making it, I guess, your own, you know, giving it your feel, you know, your Latin feel or whatever, you know.
Is it associated with rebellion, like in Latin
America? Oh, I mean, yeah, it's about expressing yourself, doing it yourself, yeah. You know, yeah, that's what rock and roll is, expressing yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
When you guys do shows, do you see the audiences getting bigger and maybe a little bit more varied? Maybe some older
definitely.
Folks coming
on? Oh, yeah,
most definitely.
What do you see?
It's like I think the cool thing about Puerto Rico is like, we have like our music scene is like all, like what we call the underground, but it's the same. Hip-hop kids, like guys that go to electronic parties, like rock and roll kids, like we all go to the same show. So it's really, different crowds. Yeah,
there can be a show that like a ska band could play, a hip-hop group could play, a punk rock band could play.
All together.
Like people are flexible.
There are some shows in Puerto Rico like that. Yeah.
It's the same music scene. It's not that it's a punk rock scene. It's like we all go to our hip-hop kids go to punk rock shows and likewise, you know.
That's unique.
Well, because in the U.S., I don't think it's like that in the rest of the U.S.
I mean, it's rare occasions. You know, it's a small island. So we try to like, you know, I don't know, like make it fun and make it like varied, I guess, without even like, you know, noticing, you know?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
And we hang out all together, you know? It's like we are like, you know, Alvaro Diaz, it's like we are like friends. Like it's like all the hip hop connection, like Danny, like it comes from the electronic music scene. Yeah, it's like it's like we all hang out together, you know? Yeah.
So you brought some Alvaro Diaz.
Huh?
Alvaro Diaz is a Puerto Rican rapper. He's pretty new. And you brought some Alvaro Diaz.
Oh, yeah. I bring Alvaro Diaz, yeah. La Milla de Oro.
Let's listen to that.
Okay, perfect. Chaleco a prueba bala, condón a prueba cuero, Nike a prueba sucio, corazón a prueba miedo. Así es que vivo caminando en contra el viento, con mi reloj a prueba de malos tiempos. Mi sonrisa la cargo a los desgustes y mi verdad es a prueba de tu embuste en mí. Mi decisión es a prueba de tu campaña y mi riñón es a prueba de tu champaña. Mami se jodió por dármelo todo y aunque no me lo dio todo, no me hizo falta nada. Me enseñó que arriba Dios y abajo Satanás y no cantarle las que comparten sus labios como maná. Me enseñó a tratar a todos por igual, por eso no me impresiona lo que tengan material. Yo en su vientre ya con tu trabajo, eso está cabrón. Por eso desde que nací mi espíritu es de campeón. Y lo soy un campeón, de la milla es oro, el tiempo es oro, solo lo pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Y lo soy un campeón, de la milla es oro, el tiempo es oro, solo lo pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Orín de los dioses.
Si mi ex volvió con su ex y se pasa en casa todos los días. Lo juro que al medio la tiraría, pero no fui un santo, siento que Dios me castigaría. Me cansé de ver la nevera vacía. Me cansé de ver a mi vieja tener que romper la alcancía. Pa' desde chiquito darme todo lo que yo le pedía. No se quedaba ni un regalo en la lista cuando Santa venía. Ojalá que creando rimas yo le pueda dar lo que no le dieron, lo que no me la supieron cuidar. Trabajo como obrero en el estudio para ver llegar el día en que le diga no tienes que trabajar. Mami, ahí está tu jaguar, no me debes nada. Cada gota de sudor en tu frente será recompensada. Ni una lágrima fue en vano derramada. Pues miro un estadio con manos alzadas, porque gracias a ti soy un campeón de la milla oro. El tiempo es oro, sonoro, pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Yo soy un campeón de la milla oro. El tiempo es oro, sonoro, pierdo contigo. No hay competencia, me buscan por homicidio. Esto es orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Orín de los dioses pa' tu oído. Es con una corta de abuela. Siento si hace un corte sin tu consentimiento y no dice lo siento, agarrando tu último aliento. Puede que escuche un escriba la fecha de tu nacimiento y la fecha de hoy en una piedra. Tú ya sabes quién yo soy, número uno como Floyd. Esto no es tiempo, voy con un sonido que le baja la defensa a la gente mensa. Vine a buscar mi fucking recompensa. Soy un ninja de la liga de la sombra. Yo como Aladino, pero pa' volar uso una alfombra. Uso medicina, he construido mi ciudad. Lego a Lego, yo no tengo. Todo el mundo está apostando a que me pego. Aquí desde intermedia, esconden hierba en la media. No es comedia, esta generación me huele a tragedia. Pues no hay seguridad, no te son fiel ni con un cinturón de castidad. El gobierno cierra para empatarrarnos más. Quieren tapar mi visión para que no vea más allá. Quieren fabricar la guerra para venderme la paz. Nos crean inseguridades para que consumamos más. Pero dale play, esto es Alto Rey, la historia de un güey de la fucking milla oro.
We saw Álvaro Díaz recently at South by Southwest and became really big fans.
Nah, he's amazing. So we were like, we on that, we call this, like, we did like a miniature Ciudad Terror. So it's like, we stayed together, like, South by Southwest. Like, we got so much love for him.
He's great. I think in Latin America or in Spanish language, hip hop has always been like very political and like activist. You know, I think when you think of Puerto Rican hip hop, inevitably you think of Calle 13.
Yeah.
At least outside of Puerto Rico. I know Puerto Ricans feel very specifically.
Feel like he's kind of close to like mainstream, like kind of like in popular music, yeah. You would say.
But there's like a newer rap that in Latin America that's like not about like people's struggle.
And he's pretty political himself, like
Calle 13.
Yeah, no, but it's like this new music scene in hip-hop music scene in Puerto Rico is all about having fun. It's like saying that us, like we think a thing of where we live, but it's like just having fun, you know. It's
but like, do you think in a way, because like you've like hip-hop has been, I mean, my friends in Puerto Rico have an opinion about Calle 13.
We all have.
You definitely have, like, you know, some artists that are political, hip hop artists from Puerto Rico that are, you know, they're sort of political, but like you have others that like are upcoming now, like Fuerte Billete. I think they're on the list too.
And they
all sing about, you know, just money and like, you know, women and like.
But do you think because you grow up with like a hip hop being like that, then you're like, no, dude, I just want to have a good time and not talk about revolution?
Of course.
But you know what's so weird? Lo que es super raro, como que I just now started to realize, like, I come very much from, you know, in Argentina, like this idea like music has to be political and have a message. And like I just recently started understanding the point of view of friends of mine who, that's my computer's running out of battery, the point of view of friends of mine who just want music to have fun. course. You know, yeah, and like, I didn't get that before, but I don't know, maybe because I'm doing more news stories or political, and I'm just, I want to disconnect. And I don't know, I don't think that makes you any less of a political person or have an opinion.
Yeah, be conscious about, you know, stuff.
No, really, we're really conscious, you know, yeah. about, and we are, like, we express ourselves when we know it's like, but it's like, you have to make a, you know, like a balance, you know. I'm not the father of nobody. I'm not going to be preaching somebody, oh, you have to do this, or these are the things that we all know what's happening, you know. We are really aware and conscious, but it's like, you know, that we are dealing with all the stress that society put on us and just want to have fun, you know. We want to talk about the good things that we have in life and the bad things too, you know, so it's a balance.
You mentioned earlier billete.
Fuerte billete.
Fuerte billete. Let's hear some of that. What'd you bring in, AJ?
La trilla.
Prende un moto, prende un blon. Esto es pa' que huele sin montarte en un avión. Esto es pa' que prende el aire y de un vueltón. Precaución, tengo ojos pelados con el copertón. Fino, fino, sin tallo, sin pepa, purecillo en el filillo. Y la nota se te trepa, que no hay que pasar la llave. No, que ya me siento en una nave. Despegamos hace rato y no hay nadie que nos baje. Bombay, zafiro en el bolsillo, cachimiro. Una piqui bien sabrosa pa' encontrar mato el corillo. Par de cookies quieren fuerte, pues fuerte que vamos a darle. Pero créeme que ni una tripleta vamos a pagarle esta noche. Así que nos fuimos por la ventana y seguimos hasta pasado, porque ya hoy es mañana. Así que ponme mi canción y súbeme el musicón, porque cuando ponen fuerte que se forme el vacilón. Y si tú quieres fumar conmigo, pues tráete un filo. Llegale comando y una amiga pa' kilo. Aquí no hay pangola, todo es purecillo. Esto es bien sencillo, fuck el cigarrillo. Y si tú quieres fumar conmigo, pues tráete un filo. Llegale comando y una amiga pa' kilo. Aquí no hay pangola, todo es purecillo. Esto es bien sencillo, fuck el cigarrillo. Mami, montate aquí. Azuleo y enguillao pa' atrás, con la musiquilla. Fuente billete en tu estéreo. Solo para ti, te traje manzanilla. Algo exótico, algo exótico. Y no quiero varilla. Enrólate un gofa del mar.
Kilo, ay, pa' por desemonio, pa' el moto. Este es personal pa' fumar y estar loco. Este es Pepe Kilo como yo, ay, poco. Esto es Pepe Puro, so mañana no hay moco. Vacilón, pa' que muevan esos culos y le suden esos mulos y se mojen de seguro, aguantándose del muro, tirándolo pa' atrás, yo mirándolo acá, inhalando mi cachaga, hasta tú estás pasada. Eso a mí me gusta, chavo reina en mi alrededor como Wutan. Fuerte el billete está y hueputa, nada se compara y eso va sin reputa. Gapa negra hasta bache, la marca es zapatillas con medusa, cuidado que no pise un bache, que se joda el mundo entero, porque yo sigo cobrando y eso es suficiente pa' que estos cabrones estén odiando. Fucking haters.
Billete que está,
AJ, let's go back to your music. Davila 666, that's when I first heard the band and about your music. Was that your first band, or and how did that develop, and where is it now, like, what are you doing now?
Yo, it's like, this is not my first band. It's like, I have been playing bands like since I'm 13 years old, and I then start producing hip-hop. And that's how Carlitos from Fuerte Billete, he sings too in Davila 666. I start producing beats for his other hip-hop group, Ciencia Ficción. So that's how we met when we started the band. It's like, he told me one day, so, man, let's do a rock and roll band. So it's like, yeah, we love rock and roll, we love punk rock, and so but we have been like working on hip-hop for so long, so we just, that's how Davila 666 came, you know, from hip-hop, you know.
Now, you said you started, you were 13. How old are you now?
I'm 35.
But at 35 years old, you've got quite a few number of years looking back on the scene and, you know, participating in the scene. It gives you a very, very unique perspective on what's happened, what's going on now, and what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, I think, like, every time it gets better, you know what I mean? Like, our music scene, every time it grows up more, you know, like, kids have the desire to make things happen. I think that's the most important thing. Yeah,
like buried.
Yeah, it's really
back buried. Then it was like just like punk rock.
Yeah,
like heavy metal and like hardcore.
And hardcore.
Now you got like more indie bands.
Yeah,
you know.
I did my first trip to San Juan was mid '80s, I think '86, '87, and even then I remember there was a. You know, like this line. You were either rockero or you were salsero.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that was, it's like gangs.
Yeah, it was.
There was like this program with Sunshine, yeah. And they have like, they made this sketch. It's like rockeros 80. Versus salseros, cocolos versus rockeros, and they make these wars between like rockers and like
fights. Like
yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's show. But yes.
But now it's super integrated.
Oh no! Yeah. Now it's like, you know, it's like.
Like, you brought us this band called Orquesta Macabeo.
Oh, yeah, that's our good friends, too. It's like,
and they
like,
do salsa, Felix. And But they do salsa. I love that they do salsa with, like, lyrics that are, like, very relatable. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, that's my life. Like, it's not like Buscando Guayaba, you know?
It shows
from Ruben Blades.
How diversified the talent is. Like, one of my first punk rock shows was seeing them, and they play with a hardcore, like, you know.
Yeah,
they play with a hardcore band, and now they're doing, like, salsa.
Yeah, that's so the it's crazy like, shit.
It's great.
They're punk rock kids making salsa.
But I think that makes total sense. Because if you think about it, so I recently, I don't know if you know the group Cumbia Queers. They're like this cumbia group, right? Okay. And I was talking to them. They used to be a punk group. Now they do cumbia. And I was like, well, how do you transition like that? And they were like, cumbia is more punk than punk. And I think salsa is also, Pedro Navaja.
That's super punk rock.
The lyrics from like salsa, groups or singers were like about, you know, singing in about the streets, struggle and all that. So.
And they live like punk rockers, you know?
Oh my god, are you kidding? Hector Lavoe?
Those are like the rock stars.
Yeah, they're rock stars. They're the motherfuckers.
In Puerto Rico. Those are like idols.
Let's listen to Orquesta El Macabeo.
Macacoa.
What is that?
Macacoa es como que tú dices, me cayó la macacoa. Es como que te cayó la peste. It's like
bad luck.
It's like bad luck.
Like a voodoo.
Yeah.
La macacoa.
Exactly.
Like I love Puerto Rican
juju.
Spanish, man.
We talk all in slang.
Bolsa negra que me dicen, mira, búscate otro apartamento. cayó la macacoa. Cuando vi la bolsa negra, me cayó la macacoa. Cuando vi la bolsa negra, me cayó la macacoa.
I'm a teacher doing this.
Oh my gosh. So that, you know, that's straight ahead salsa, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just, yeah, there's,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, we love la salsa. We listen, yeah, a lot. It's like when we were on tour, we did like we were driving from to Nashville, I think. It's like we, yeah, did a whole.
We were like blasting salsa.
Salsa, like a whole, like, it was like a 6-hour drive. We did like our salsa playlist, drinking beers and, you know, having fun.
I mean, it's kind of hard if you're Puerto Rican and you don't like salsa. It's just such great music. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this. This is amazing. I'm not saying this because I'm Puerto Rican, but like, it's like, you know, it's like good to the ears. I don't know.
Well, you know, the energy. I mean, you know, when, because I play conga, play,
yeah, timbal, yeah.
You know, so, you know, so like when you hit the coro part, you know, the mumble part, and, yeah, at the end of the song, and it just, everything the bass starts doing is really syncopated tumbao,
no,
and
I,
everybody's playing at,
yeah,
the level, just like, ooh, you just, yeah, shoot up, and
yeah,
it's
the
like
lyrics are so fucking genius.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
this,
I mean,
like,
it's the same kind of energy when I used to go see,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
Clash.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean? I mean,
no,
honestly,
no, it is. And
it's,
I,
the same kind of.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't hear salsa,
yeah, yeah,
until I was like 16, because in Argentina we don't listen,
yeah,
to,
yeah,
this cumbia.
Yeah.
And when I remember when I heard Celia Cruz for the first time, I was like, what is this?
Azúcar.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's musically, there's just so much energy. That's what I always,
yeah,
know.
So,
yeah,
what happens to you guys when you guys like are listening to salsa all day? you know, driving down the road, and then you go into the studio and are playing rock.
Right. I don't, like, when I record, I don't listen to rock and roll.
At really? All.
No, I don't. I listen to hip-hop, and I listen to 90s R&B. So that's my main influence when I'm recording. I just
no way.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I heard Missy Elliott say that one time about hip hop. When I record hip hop, I don't listen to.
I don't listen to any rock and roll. Nothing like. But I love. Of course, I love rock and roll. I love punk. But when I go to the period of recording, I don't listen to no rock and roll.
You listen to. You said R&B.
R&B.
Who do you listen to?
TLC is one of my favorite groups. Like,
Felix, calm down. He's like, oh, don't, man.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Like group Theory, MLRU, like Nana Sherry.
I'm
a fan. Aaliyah, she's like my queen.
She's my queen.
Yeah. It's like,
let's talk about your new album. So what's the story behind it? How did you get to this point from WL666? What's going on with the album?
I think this is my most honest work, you know. It's like my open letter, like, of all the struggles that I have been having all these years, you know what I mean? So it's like an album about my life and all the crazy shit that have happened through all these years. So.
Like what kind of struggles? Can you tell us about them?
Oh, man. It's
like, is it in the music? And can you elaborate a little bit more?
Of course. Like a lot of breakups.
Women,
drugs, a lot of things, you know. It's like struggle of being a human. And trying to be better, you know? So.
So now you're gonna cry.
Somebody cute.
Yeah, make him out of here.
Somebody cute the sad music, man. Who was that? Was that your phone?
No, that was me.
That was your phone?
No, but seriously, like, I feel like. You guys are super goofy, right? Like, Davila, sometimes I listen to, and, like, it's fun. Like, I don't know. Like, the lyrics are so funny sometimes that I'm, like, smiling a little, you know? Like,
yeah,
you guys did this cover of...
Hanging on the telephone.
It was funny. Like, I was... La parte de... You know, me manda fotos enseñándome las tetas. But you guys, you also, especially in this last album, have, like, a side that is, like, listen, I guess it goes back to this thing that we're talking about, like, you can have fun and still be, like, have a serious side,
right? Yeah.
And still be, like, I don't like what's happening in my country, or this thing is happening in my life, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about one of the other bands you brought in and one of the bands you wanted to highlight. So, who else did you bring in?
This is one of my mentors, like a brother, but it's been, like, a mentor for me. So, it's Fofé and La Fetiche.
Love.
I always call him that he's like the Puerto Rican David Bowie.
You know what? When I saw him at South by Southwest, I was like, you have a very... I said Freddie Mercury. Like, he's just very melodramatic and he has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
His voice is really...
He's flamboyant.
Okay, I have a question for you, but let's play Fofé y Los Fetiches first. This is Mañana Blanca.
La Mañana Blanca, yeah.
Copitos, hojuelas, cristalitos, pajitas.
That was Fofé y los Fetiches from La Mañana Blanca. And yeah, I love this dude's voice. He has this presence. And I asked him, because you know, like Freddie Mercury, he was like an opera singer before he was a rock star.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, did you have some type of training? Because his voice is just amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Another song.
Okay, ¿qué más? What should we
what
listen
else did
to
you bring?
Next?
This Dax Diaz. That was like rest in peace. Like he's like a brother. He was in
Can I say that real quick? Like, you know, I just want to say like really like rest in peace. He was like a good friend of ours, and like he recently passed, and that was a big shock in the whole like music scene down there and to us, because he's like you know, super tight, like a friend. And yeah, I just want to say like, you know, rest in peace, man. Like we love you wherever
love
you are.
Man.
You make great music.
How did he die?
They found it dead in the house. We don't know.
Yeah, they found him like that in his house. He's such a young guy, you know.
Yeah, it's a loss.
It's like he was like a great music promise, you know.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
So talented, like an amazing human being, you know.
Which,
like, we miss him like so much.
Which song did you bring in?
Contestación.
Te conocí.
So that was Contestación. I think we should finish the show with something from your new album.
Okay, perfect.
What do you want to listen to?
Yeah, let's do Dura Como Piedras, like the video that we have out.
Tell us about the song. What is it?
This song is about this girl or that.
Wow, there's like a lot of girls in your
life. I'm crazy. I'm girl crazy.
I thought this song was about like hot girls in general. Am I mistaken? No.
No, it's about this girl that I used to date, and she was like really young. She was like, I don't know, 19, and she was like mad crazy. So it's a song about that. It's
okay. Like, dura como piedra.
Dura como hard, like a rock.
Hard as a rock.
Yeah.
A metal visu. I want to thank you guys so much for stopping by our studio.
Thank you so much for being here. It's been so much fun. It's like,
this might have been one of the most fun guest DJs we've done.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. The audience can't see, but thanks for bringing the beer too.
Yeah. Yo, thank you so much. Yes, saludos. Like,
I want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we played on the show today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And don't forget about Alt Latino Radio, a 24/7 stream of every song you've ever heard on the show. And special thanks to radio station KUT and KUTX here in Austin, which also features our stream. Thanks for letting us use your studios this week, guys. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been kind of a rowdy Alt Latino.
Punk rock edition.
Puerto Rican edition.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, punk rock. Yeah, Puerto Rican. No, not even punk rock. Puerto Rican edition.